This is Dr. Mejia, the chairman of the patient Jeffrey Peters, medical records 149-816, delivered 3-2-1977, referenced to Dr. Joshua Schultz, SHULTZ, procedure performed EGD colonoscopy, secondary procedures, biopsies, date of the procedure, May 11, 2022, indications, early satiety, bloating, weight loss, anorexia, post-op diagnosis, impression 1, polyp in the fundus and body of the stomach, number 2, mild gastritis, number 3, suboptimal preparation, number 4, no gross lesions seen in the colon, period. Depth of insertion, second portion of the duodenum for the EGD, cecum for the colonoscopy, complications non-immediately, medication, aspirin, one, anesthesia, care, period, paragraph. Other procedures, per double template, period, paragraph, findings, otopharynx, pianoma, period, paragraph, esophagus, pianoma, period, paragraph, stomach. There's a diminutive polyp in the fundus and body of the stomach, biopsy taken, period, paragraph. There's mild erythema in the antrum and body, biopsy taken right H. pylori, period, paragraph. Duodenum D1, D2, appear normal. Biopsies were taken from second portion of the duodenum. Rule out celiac disease, period, paragraph. Colonoscopy findings in a rectum, internal hemorrhage grade 1, period. Sigma descending colon, no gross lesion seen, period, paragraph. Spinal flexion, no gross lesion seen, period, paragraph. Transverse colon, hepatic flexion, no gross lesion seen, period, paragraph. Ascending colon cecum, no gross lesion seen, period. Also transverse colon, no gross lesion seen, period, paragraph. Examination mucosa of the colon suboptimal. Liquid and solid still present throughout the colon, mainly in the right side of the colon. Small of lesions could have been missed, period, paragraph. Recommendations 1, follow pathology reports. Number 2, anti-reflux measures. Number 3, avoid NSAIDs. Number 4, high fiber diet. Next number 5 is supplementation. Next number, patient will need 8 repeat colonoscopy in 6 months.